Day 28, The Vocabulary of Praise.
Psalm 100. Shout out praises to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with joy. Enter His presence with joyful singing. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give Him thanks. Praise His name. For the Lord is good. His loyal love endures. He is faithful through all generations. To many people, worship is one specific way of responding to God. For some, it means a foot-stomping, hand-clapping good time. For others, it is a quiet contemplation of God, oriented around theological content. For most people, to worship properly means doing so in the manner in which they worshiped growing up. In the Bible, worship involves both joyful celebration and reverent contemplation. Throughout Scripture, we see that praise celebrates the greatness of God, praise appreciates the goodness of God, praise acknowledges God for His divine attributes or qualities, praise acknowledges the wisdom and justice of God. Praise celebrates the greatness of God. Two words in the Bible for this are boast and hallelujah. The word boast means to glory in. 1 Corinthians 1:31, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Hallelujah means praise the Lord and carries with it the idea to be boastful and to shout with joy. Psalm 149 verses 1 and 2 says, hallelujah, sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel celebrate its Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. As the Lord moves history toward its Christ-exalting conclusion, Revelation 19:6 exclaims, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Praise appreciates the goodness of God. The two words here are thanksgiving and blessing. Thanksgiving is expressing appreciation to God for specific things He has done for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is an action, a command to obey, but it is also an attitude. Colossians 3:15 says, be thankful. Thanksgiving responds to the giving of God, and blessing responds to the God of giving. To bless God is to acknowledge God as the source of all good things, to appreciate God as the blesser. Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. Psalm 31:21 says, blessed be the Lord, for He has wondrously shown His steadfast love to me. In the Old Testament, the word for bless literally means to kneel. It is bowing and saying, I wouldn't be here without you. Praise honors God for His divine attributes. Two Bible words are magnify and glorify. People in the New Testament are said to magnify God when their view of God has just been enlarged, holding Him in higher esteem. In Luke 1:46, Mary has just been told she is to bear Jesus, the Messiah, and that He would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord. Glorify is from a word meaning to appear. Hence, glory is when the invisible attributes of the invisible God are made visible. And we glorify God when we take the qualities of God and bring them out into the light. We can glorify God by our lives as He displays His character through us. In John 15:8, Jesus said, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. We glorify God with our praise when we describe His specific qualities. For example, in Romans 15:9, the Gentiles could glorify God for His mercy. When Jesus demonstrated His power to heal in Matthew 9, it says that the people were awestruck and gave glory to God. Praise acknowledges the wisdom and justice of God. Two words for this in the Bible are confess and amen. We confess our sins, of course, but we can also confess truth. We can confess Jesus as Lord. We are urged to hold fast the confession of our hope in Hebrews 10:23. When we confess, we are affirming the truthfulness of God. The word amen means, so may it be. Amen is a title of Jesus. In Revelation 3:14, Jesus is described as the Amen, the faithful and true witness. To say amen is to affirm truth spoken by others about the perfect plan of Almighty God. It says that God is doing the right thing. It is saying, thy will be done. Further, the Bible describes nonverbal forms of praise, clapping unto the Lord, dancing before the Lord, lifting of hands to the Lord, kneeling, falling prostrate before the Lord, giving offerings to the Lord. Praise isn't just one way of responding to God. Instead, it is responding to God in the way that is appropriate to the glimpse of Himself He has given us. Today's questions. What expressions of worship did you grow up with? With which expressions are you most comfortable today? Over the years, how have you changed and grown in giving praise to God? Today's prayer guidance. Lord God, your power and victory deserve loud celebration. Your wisdom is to be marveled at, your holiness frightening. Help me to see you more clearly and to acknowledge you with all the varied expressions worthy of the greatness of your person.